Welcome to the Just Geronda Experience. My name is Geronda, founder of the Just Geronda program. I'm a psychic medium, oracle, and life transformation mentor. I help people connect with spirit and get themselves all the way together. This space is for everyone ready to rewrite their life story, and all are welcome. I'll beam into your mind with channel messages from my spirit team, authentic, heartfelt interviews, and stories about my journey from despair to declare, all meant to inspire you, shift your perspective, and break free from patterns that no longer serve you. This is my heart and my life and soul's mission. I'm excited you're here. Let's do this. Hey, welcome back. So on this episode, we're going to jump into, I was telling you guys a little bit about your emotions, let them guide you to like your new life purpose and like kind of laying out your blueprint of intent of how you want this year to go, because you got to have a plan. Now, the thing about having a plan is it will always reveal itself to you whether you're on the right plan or whether you're on the wrong plan. The way I would like to explain it is, you know, sometimes you go a little to the left and then somehow you kind of get batted back to the center. And then sometimes you go a little to the right and, you know, you have to get back to the center. But the reason I'm telling you guys this is because on this, when you're setting your blueprint of intent, sometimes you just don't know. Like you're like, I know where I want to be, but I don't know exactly how I'm supposed to get there. And today I'm going to talk to you guys about the beauty of the unknown and the shadows, okay? A lot of times when people are talking about the unknown, you get afraid because you don't know the uncertainty of your future, the uncertainty of how an outcome is going to be in your life. And the one thing I want to teach you guys is how to take that power back. Because when you're uncertain about certain things, that uncertainty and the fear, and let me tell you something about fear. I've already spoke on this. Fear will get you. And once it gets a hold of you, it is like a leech or one of those little wormy things that just suck your blood. You know, like if you're in a jungle or something, that is what fear will do. It will sit in your head and it will manifest. And it, sometimes I know a lot of people that I counsel, it takes years for them to break that cycle of fear. Because you know what you have to do with fear, you have to peel back the onions, you have to peel back those layers and let them kind of die off before you reveal your hidden power gem, the center, and retake it. I've already explained to you guys about the rings and how I view the rings. And I've really been taking my time because I feel like this season, it's going to do a lot of manifesting. It's going to have a lot to do with intent and manifesting. And after you like, okay, so like after you go through your season of loneliness and you're having to face real hard truths, this is where you're like, again, this is where you're going to start laying out everything. And I want to take my time and make sure that I'm explaining things as best as I can and what is revealed to me. So you'll understand, because there's two ways you can go about the uncertainty and the unknown. Okay. You will either have that fear of success or you'll have the fear of failure. And the latter of the two, you can actually sabotage yourself when it's happening. And I talked about this again in season one. So if you don't know how to face your uncertainty or the unknown, you can really mess yourself up. Like you can do all this work and like, yes, high five, I've made it out and everything's going good. But here's the thing, when everything is going good, again, when synchronicity is happening, a lot of that is because you're undoing a lot of the generational curses and patterns that have been holding you back. So it's like, now that I've went through this and I've handled this and I've tackled this, I'm uncertain. I'm kind of scared about what the future is going to take me, right? That's the uncertainty in the shadows. And I'll tell you something else. A lot of people that are blessed with, here's the thing, it's not just gifts of spirit, it's gifts of healing, or, you know, they're just more empathic and want to help society develop itself. Or not even that, if you're more eccentric and you want to do a business or you want to do something grand and you know that you have a grander vision for what you're wanting your lane in life to be, it does become scary because you don't know what the next steps are, because your familiarity is y'all, they're country tying. So that familiarity or whatever is because you've been dealing with stuff from the past and you've been dealing with your own issues and your own reflective self of seeing yourself, right? And seeing clearly and finally seeing yourself. So now you're stepping into an unknown territory of what it's like when you don't have that, right? So it's like you're kind of out here in the world. And the one thing I really want to express to you guys is this is a beautiful time for you. This is the time where you need to be excited. You need to have your vibrations high because you will attract what you think. So if I'm in this uncertain period of my time, and I'll be real frank with you guys, because there's been a lot of times I get like that. Like I'll accomplish a goal that I've set out for myself and I don't know what's next because I've spent all my time trying to acquire or do this goal. And then it's finally happening and I've done it. And here's the thing. This is when you start realizing that you're about to hit your uncertainty periods because you'll start believing your hype and you'll know that you've accomplished that goal. Okay. So believing and living in your hype, it can be, it's like a double-edged sword. So on the flip side, on this side, which is a good side, you're actually living it and you're just sitting there like, okay, I've done it. So like, what's next? So I've been there several times. And let me tell you, the quickest way to shoot yourself down is just to start getting scared, being fearful, and to start letting people from your past that you've already went through all that gunk in the season of loneliness and dealing with all their stuff come back into your life. Because 9 times out of 10, remember when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. So now that you're hearing the uncertainty, I want to really stress that there will always be a dark side to you. No matter who you are, you can vibe high. There will always be a dark side to you because that is what makes you who you are. Having a dark side, or I call it the shadow side, is not bad. I said it's only bad because of what you see on TV and what the perception of society is. Because it's in your darkest times is when all of your hidden talents or all your talents, they start to reemerge. Think about that for a minute. It's always during the darkest times is when your true talents and your creative arts and your hidden talents, they always seem to emerge during a dark period. But it's once you acknowledge them and you tap into them, only do you start turning and then you start going into the unknown, which allows you to set your blueprint of intent, which will allow you to start setting the goals and the dreams of the life that you always wanted. But here's the thing, it's not always about what you wanted. It's always about what spirit has set for you. Because a lot of the times we have to get redirected to the path that we are supposed to be on. Remember, you go a little to the left, you kind of get batted back to the middle. You go a little to the right, you're going to get batted back to the middle. Sometimes people drop down low. But sooner or later, as long as you have the faith and the trust in what your destiny and stuff is, you'll be called. Now, again, will it always be a bed of roses and all that stuff? Absolutely not. I already explained that. Whoever told y'all that, y'all need to stop because that's not true. And you know, let me give you some real practical technical examples. So we all know that there was this super, super blockbuster movie that was out about superheroes and stuff like that. One of the actors, main actors that was in here, if you look at the time period in his life, there was a time where he was going a little to the left, he went a little to the right, and by society, he recentered himself, and now he's one of the biggest actors in Hollywood. You can research it and you guys can find out who I'm talking about. But a lot of them, they all had dark periods, and then things started flipping back around and they hit that uncertainty or the unknown. And it's just like, what's next? Because they've only been attributed to this one particular franchise for now. So that's something you really got to think about when you're in the uncertainty period. The way I see it is that, you know, it's like when you hit that part of yourself, I love it. It's just like, yes, because that means things are going well, things are going right, because I get excited. And it's when you realize that any perception or belief that you have literally about yourself or others is actually a deception. Really, think about this. It's more of a deception more than it is your perception of things, right? And it's like what you perceive to be your dark side or shadow, like a shadow self, it holds a hidden treasure, like a treasure chest, like it holds a hidden treasure about yourself. And sometimes when you're in situations, you rarely get to see the full picture of it because on the one dimension here, we're always stuck in the illusion of what society perceives to be dark or shadows or uncertainty. And it's like there's always that illusion of good and bad. So what would you as a person do? You're going to judge yourself based on it being good or a bad positive vibe. You see what I'm saying? Or energy. You're going to go with what is familiar with yourself. That's why you have to recognize when you're in your uncertainty period that things are not what you perceive them to be. When you are holding these beliefs, you fail to realize that all serves a purpose and that all benefits you in some way. So when you're having those thoughts or those moments of uncertainty or I don't know, and it's just like you're living robotic to robotic. I had to go to work today. I had to pull the charts today in the office. I had to go drop this off. I had to run to the post office. I had to go pick up the kids. Oh, did you get that phone call? Did you send off that tax return? Or did you go to the hospital? Did you go to the doctor? Blah, 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 blah. Whenever you're doing that, you just need to remember that a lot of the illusions of good and bad, that thought process is meant to keep you feeling small, inadequate, and restricted. Whenever you hit these uncertainty in the shadow periods of your life coming out of the season of loneliness, you need to always remember that this is the most empowering period of your life, which will bring to the surface a lot of many beautiful experiences and opportunities, which in the past you never thought was possible because you always thought that when you were in uncertain and unknown time periods and the unknown, you thought that that was like something was wrong. But you never thought that if you were able to flip it around, that this darkness, the shadows and the uncertainty is the periods of your life when you start setting blueprints and intent of how you want your life to be. So you guys get excited when you're in this time. And it's great because here's the thing, guys, think about this, like for real. When you're born, you don't know who I do believe that when you're in spirit land, a spirit, whatever, I do believe that you do pick your parents. Now, sometimes I'd be wondering what I was thinking. No, I'm joking. No, I'm just be thinking. No, y'all don't. No, I think that for real, though. I'm not going to play y'all. Because I'd be like, really? Did I do that? If y'all only knew half the... Okay, no, I'm just playing. But, you know, think about that. Because when you're born, you don't know what you're going to do with your life. You are taught and you learn it as you go. So think about that. Okay, so go back to when you're like a baby or like a kid. You don't know. You only know what your parents show you or tell you or whomever teaches you. That's what you know and that's what you learn. That's how you learn. You mimic what you see. So as you're an adult and you have more power and you have more authority over your life, once you reclaim your power, you don't know. And it's okay. You know, and like I always tell people, I know this ignorance is another double-edged sword because you can be ignorant to things in your life or in your world, to problems and situation, but you can also be ignorant and genuinely don't know. And it's okay for you to be that way. I mean, but I wouldn't walk around every day saying I'm ignorant. I would just understand that I don't know everything. I said, listen, I don't care. Like, yes, I am a whatever psychic medium, everything, all them other labels. And let's be honest with you guys. A lot of the time, the reason that I use those labels is so society can identify exactly what it is to have gifts of the Holy Spirit. However, again, I am just me, but I felt like I was having to confirm to society by putting labels on myself and to say these things. But no, I just realized I need to be who I am. And that is me, Geronda. And it's just like the same thing to you. Okay, so, you know, I have a friend and she works in a medical facility or a doctor's office. And, you know, I told her, I was like, you know, and I could see her hunger to be something more than what she just is. Listen, I was a medical assistant, so I totally get what it's like, you know. As for some people, that is so great because that fits where they want to go. But when you know that you're destined for more, you just don't know how you're going to get there. That's when you have to, you're stepping into the unknown, okay? Because you're like, I don't know how I want to get to the next level. How do I do this? You said, I don't know. I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to release it to spirit and I'm going to keep saying it and putting it out there. And whatever's meant for me, it'll situate itself and it will be. That is true. You also need to lay out a blueprint and have a plan. But my point in this episode is to tell you that it's okay for you not to know. And it's actually a beautiful thing because when you don't know, you're uncertain and you're in the shadows and you just release it. You just release the control. You just say, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I know I'm gonna do it. A lot of people that have had success, they all reach that unknown or uncertainty or I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it. you know, I just had to make it happen. I knew that I was going to take those rejections. I know I was going to take those rejections and I was going to make them see me. I was going to do it. It's in those time periods is when you wake up. So just remember that it's okay not to know. In our next episode, we'll start peeling back some of those onion layers and we'll just keep going until we'll keep going till the wheels fall off. And actually, in the next episode, we're going to start talking about some health, some other areas that where you can regain your power. And one of them that I'm really passionate about is in the health area, because I personally, in season one, went through some health issues. And I want everybody to know that knowledge is power and that you need to know what's going on within your body. And I will definitely jump into that. And we're getting ready to launch our YouTube channel. And I can talk a little bit more about what happened. But as a female, you need to make sure that you are going for your physicals and that you're getting your mammogram. If you're at that age, you're getting your pap smears, you're getting your labs, you're getting all your tests, you're getting all that done. Because when I actually went for my last pap smear, they actually found something on my uterus. And it kind of threw me through a whirlwind, and I've been recovering ever since. And I definitely want to incorporate some of the stuff that I've learned into helping you guys stay empowered. And I definitely want to give a shout out to a wonderful lady. Her name is Emily, and she definitely was a rock star during my time, and will forever be grateful to her. And so shout out to Emily. Hey, girl. Hey. So definitely, we're going to jump into it. Like this season, we're going to lay out those blueprints. We're going to go through it, and we're going to make sure that you guys are rocking and rolling by Q3 of this year. Let me business. Let's get it. All right, guys, it's that time for me to beam my way back out your minds. Until next time, go beyond naming it and claiming it. Live it.